say, come from the streets of LA, they call it ran away. History say you're not supposed to be here today, but thank God he ain't see it that way. Some people got shot, and some people got robbed. Some of them smoke rocks, some of them lose jobs. But some of them like me, some of them got God. And you know when you got heat, life ain't really that hard. Pick it up.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program for the recording date of April the 13th, 2014. We want the babies, we want the youth to be the scientists that will be the Davids and be the Yahshua's, Jesus's, that will be the righteous branches and the righteous kings and queens, that will do right by the people and do justice by the people. It says, do judgment, execute judgment and justice in the earth. And the earth is Eretz, having to do with the land, the earth, the whole earth. Country, territory, districts, region, but the whole earth. And this word is feminine. I'm just reminded of something that Brother Dr. Phil Valentine said, that when you're looking at Adam, you're looking at the sun. Remember Atum. Remember Atum, the ancient ancestors, talking about the hydrogen sun, Atum, called Ra at one time, called Aton, sun disk, at one time. And that word Atum, you get in the Greek as atoms. But the word atom means indivisible. There are functions that look to divide the atom, but there is one atom. And the Most High looks at this reality as one. So that sun, at one time scientifically, a ball of fire hydrogen, the universe. But then the hydrogen atom began to cut from the self of the hydrogen atom. And now you have the planets and the stars and all the other suns, S-U-N-S. Also, from that water of Noon that was one, that MC squared, that mass material matter times the speed of light squared, that was one. But at one time, there was a cutting out. That word created, meaning birth, also having to do with cut out. And so my brother, Dr. Phil Valentine, connected Adam with Atum. Adam, atom, Adam is male and female. But you have the concept of the female coming out of the male in this sense, because the sun cut out the earth from the self of the sun. And in this case, the sun is seen as masculine and the earth is seen as feminine. I just love to understand things, to understand that when Eve was cut out of Adam, that represented the sun cutting, or the earth being cut out of the sun. And so the sun masculine and the earth feminine. So the whole earth will experience justice. The whole earth will experience righteousness. And we, as the people of the Most High, are the earth. We are the matter, material, mass. We are the earth and the Most High, changing our condition through the remnant. Through we who understand this message will become that earth in that day that will produce nothing but truth, justice, and righteousness. Verse 6. In his days, Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. Judah has to do with praise. So that power in the universe, that praise power, praising the Most High and praising the power of the Most High in the universe and praising the power of the Most High within us,
that power shall be saved. We who are the praise of the Most High shall be saved. And that word is yasha. And that word is the verb having to do with being delivered, being victorious, saved from moral troubles as well. So this is the oppressed. This represents the poor, the afflicted, the needy. We are the Judah International who have been moved from acting out as the praise of the Most High. We have been turned by the system, but in that day, which can be this day if we so choose, will be the day of truth, justice, and righteousness, and we will be the praise and the glory of the Most High. We shall be saved spiritually, mentally, morally, physically, politically, economically. The word redeem, Jesus come to redeem us from our sins. The word sins has to do with missing the mark, missing out on our allotment. And the system is a sinful system because it causes us to miss out on the privilege and privilege. What's the other word? Privilege. Oh, man, the other word. I can't remember. But it's the equivalent of privilege of the universe. The universe is our privilege. The universe is our right. We are due the universe, and the Most High has provided this universe for us, and the system, entitlement. That's the word I wanted. We are entitled to education. We are entitled to health care. We are entitled, that's right, entitled to living wage job so that we can live the life that the Most High desires for us to live. And then we can be the most complete God and goddess on this earth. We shall be saved. We shall experience that reality. We shall become the praise again. The Yeshua, Yasha, Yeshua comes to save us from our sins, redeem us. The word redeem means that we are redeemed from this marketplace, this system of buying and selling and purchasing bodies, purchasing people, purchasing votes, purchasing wickedness. And I'm reminded of these laws that empower corporations and enable corporations to purchase elections. And I'm reminded that the word redeem also is defined as debate and elections. You see, your presidents, your prime ministers, they're bought off. The debates are bought off. They only discuss what they want discussed. And they're bought off. And the word has to do with redeeming and purchasing and selling. And the corporations now are better able to purchase elections. And the word redeem is also defined as elections. And they today have deemed money speech, deemed corporations people, and money speech. And little monies can't purchase elections. But big monies, corporate type monies, CEO type monies. See, this is all madness that we must be redeemed from. And this is what the scripture is telling us. And Israel shall dwell safely. Now, you may be thinking of that little state over in the so-called Middle East called Israel. No. No. And I can go into a whole lot of detail on that, but I only want to say that this word, Israel, supersedes any flesh. Black, brown, red, yellow, or white flesh. This Israel is a part of the fabric of the universe. It means God prevails. That power, that God, goddess power within you and within me is in the universe and within us to prevail, to give us the power to overcome the system. Did not Revelations chapter 3, I forget what verse, Yahushua says, we must overcome. Overcome is another word for prevail. We must prevail. You could say in the Hebrew, we must Israel the system. We must Israel this terrible system of death, hell, destruction. We must Israel. This Israel is you and me and the power in the universe to overcome all obstacles that will impede the progress of the human being. And so Israel shall dwell safely, security, safety, securely. That's a masculine noun. The verb is to trust in, have confidence in, be bold and secure, to cause, to trust, to make secure, feel safe, and be careless. See, the day is coming and approaching and can be today if we so choose that we can be even careless. Why? Because we know that everywhere will be love and friendship, and everywhere will be truth and justice and righteousness. So we can be bold and secure and trust in each other, trust in the Most High, trust in the universe, because the old leadership is gone away. The old leadership is done away with. And his name, whereby he shall be called the Lord, our righteousness. The word name in the African Hebrew, shame, having to do with reputation, fame, and glory. You pronounce it in the African Hebrew this way.
Strong's H8034. Shame, shame.
Reputation, fame, glory, the name as a designation of God, memorial, monument. The name causes a memory. The name causes us to think on that one. That's a monument. That's a like a stone with inscription on it that causes us to remember that one that did such wonderful work that brought fame and glory. Are we not yet talking about Dr. King? Are we yet not talking about Minister Malcolm X? Are we not yet talking about Kwame Ture Stokely Carmichael? Are we not yet talking about Elijah Muhammad, Fannie Lou Hamer, Ella Baker, Eleanor Roosevelt, Franklin Delano? He did some good. Are we not yet talking about Kennedy? Don't we yet see good in him? Are we not yet talking about Frederick Douglass, John Brown, all of these who we see some good in them, see greater good in others, but see some good in them? We have memory. We have memorials. These are monuments. So this one who is represented by the new leadership will have a great name. And the name that he is called, the word call, let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H7121. Kara. Kara.
Now this word is interesting because it is Ka and Ra. Now Ka in Egypt, Kemet, is spirit. And Ra is one of the words for the Most High in the personification of the sun. So this one that represents you and me and all of us is called by the Most High. You see, every human being is called forth from the Most High into the universe to do the will of the Most High in the universe. And the Spirit calls us. And Ra calls us, the sun. The S-U-N, sun, representing that power to grow us, that power to synthesize, photosynthesis, growing vegetation, growing us spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. The Most High knew us from before creation, from before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers. The Most High knew us and knew us by name. And some men and some women are so in tune with the universe and so in tune with the Most High that they come to know their name from the Most High. Bob Marley was one. So in tune with the Most High that at one point he said, I know my name. Now we're going to say to ourselves, our name is the Lord, our righteousness. We want to connect with this name, the Lord, our righteousness. This word is pronounced this way.
Strong's H, 3072. Jehovah Tzidkenah. Jehovah Tzidkenah.
Now, this is two words, Jehovah or Yahuwah or Yahweh, whichever way you would desire to pronounce that word. But it means the existing one. So our name is the existing one. We wear the names of the Most High so that we may understand how we are to move and function. The Most High is known as Yahweh, Yahuwah, the self-existing one, existing, living, existence, life, birth, existing, giving birth to existing, father begetting, mother conceiving. This is science. We want to press on science. The atom, the atom, is proton, which is masculine. Y chromosome. Neutron is that new life, that baby, that life. Electron is the feminine and the mitochondria DNA. And the mitochondria acts outside of the nuclei, which inside the nuclei is the proton and the neutron. But the feminine is in that human cell, but outside of the nuclei. The electron is in the human cell, but outside of the nuclei. This is why we must see the importance of the feminine acting independent. See how that woman feels, how the feminine feels, how the spirit of the woman, and Holy Spirit is feminine, our mother, the spirit of an individual. That spirit, Yahushua talked about that spirit. And how the spirit, you don't see it coming or going, but you see the effects. And how powerful spirit is. God is spirit, and they that worship not him, in this case, because spirit is feminine, but her mother, Holy Spirit, in spirit and truth. And truth is ma'at, justice and righteousness and truth, and she is feminine. Can you worship the feminine? See, Yahuwah is father and mother. And then this word, tzedakah, righteousness, has to do with justice and righteousness. And is this word feminine? This word here is masculine, tzedek, which is justice and rightness and righteousness and even justness in weights and measures and righteousness in government. So we want the measures of monies, the measures that are used for business, trade, commerce, and finance to be just, to be right. And so this is our name. Our name is Yahuwah Tzedekah. Let me see that again, sisters and brothers. And let me play that pronunciation.
Strong's H, 3072. Jehovah Tzidkenah. Jehovah Tzidkenah.
Jehovah Tzidkenah. The Lord, our righteousness. Jehovah, our righteousness. A sacred name applied symbolically to Jerusalem and the Messiah. And I am saying
that we are Jerusalem. We are the people of peace, the human family. We were created in peace. We are that MC squared. E equals MC squared. See, E equals MC squared is the God equation. We have to take the science back, sisters and brothers. This is the God equation. E is energy and spirit. And the MC squared, the M is mass, material, matter, substance, having weight and taking up space. So that's the whole of the universe having mass, having being material, being matter, having substance, taking up space and having weight. And then C squared is light squared. 186,281 miles per hour squared. That's the speed of light. Is 186,281 miles per second. But squared, you multiply that by 2. And so we are made of material. We are made of light. We are made of fire. So we are that Jerusalem, that people of peace. That people that were created in peace, and we are the Messiah, and we must be infused with the spirit energy of the Most High. You can't argue with that. Energy is spirit. Look it up in the dictionary. Spirit is energy. Look it up in the African Hebrew side of the Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. This is our name. Now, I think I want to go to Zechariah and see what we can see in Zechariah. We want to hone in on the Atum. We want to hone in on the African narrative of the teaching of the scientific construct of the universe. We want the babies and the youth to see and understand how to unite the religious and scientific communities through the teaching of religion as pure science and science as pure religion. All what we were reading earlier, where Yahushua and the power of the Most High is coming into our lives to bring order to our lives, to bring order from chaos, order from turbulence. That is the function of Atum. Atum was called Atom by the Greeks. In the Old Testament, Atom is called Adam. So we men and women are also Atum. We are hydrogen, fire. And then in the New Testament, Atum is called the Word of God and also called Christ or Christos. Old Testament would be Messiah. This is that same power in the universe that is here within us to bring order to our lives as that Atum, fire sun disk, called Ra also at one time, called Aton sun disk at one time, called Amun Ra another time, but called Atum at one time, that the Greeks call atoms, that hydrogen fire reality that is the root element in the table of elements, thereby empowered to bring order to the universe as this hydrogen Atum, hydrogen word, hydrogen Christos, organizes all of the spirit energies and elements and protons, neutrons, and electrons, organizes all of that. The physical bodies, planetary, the stars, the moon, the Milky Way, the worlds, the universes, all being organized by the hydrogen Atum, that is hydrogen Christos and hydrogen Word of God
and hydrogen atom, male and female, by the power of the Most High within the Atum, by the power of Yahweh Yahawah, which is existing, the principles and characteristics and attributes of life, existing, living existence, are infused into the Atum, and the Atum is the image of the Most High. In the Dogon, they call this Atum the Po seed, masculine and feminine, the image of the universe and image of the Most High. See, this is today called quantum physics and quantum mechanics. This ancient African scientific teaching of the narrative of the construct of the universe. So now we have set up Zechariah chapter 6, verse 1. I love to teach this science. We want the babies to know. Zechariah chapter 6, verse 1. And I turned and lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, there came four chariots out from between two mountains. And the mountains were mountains of brass. Let's go ahead and take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.